Splain tries to get away from Colley. Morrison trying to close him down, finds Maganoff. Maganoff trying to shape himself, maybe. No, he's been immediately closed down. Let's go over to Shields. Shields gives it to McDonald. McDonald with a flashing shot. Oh! Into the back of the net. Derry City 1, Sligo Rovers 0. Eddie.
Well, just out of nothing at all. A bit of patient build up. Actually, the pass to McDonald, I didn't think it was a great pass. His first touch, the ball bounced up, and then a half volley from an angle from 20 yards out. He's cut across the ball and beat his left.
He's found Donlan. Donlan's first hand cross on the 18 yard box is met by the head of McHattie. McHattie only as far as Colley. Colley was shaping himself, trying to get onto his favoured left foot. Doesn't quite reach for him, but Colley has broken the deadlock, and he's broken on behind the Derry defence, and he's stabbed the ball into the Derry net. Derry City 1, Sligo Rovers 1. Colley just continued his run, Eddie, and he's got their just rewards.
Well, I think so. I think if I've been honest, I've had most of the play, and it was knocked about the edge of the box. I think it was Lynch. It looked like the play had broke up. Colley had played it initially looking for a 1-2 and just continued his run, and when the return ball looked like it went through several legs
over, but he's immediately closed down by Shields, gets it back to McFadden safely, and then he in turn finds Crotaro. Crotaro offloads it to McAleer. McAleer into the back post, and it's going to be McAleer. Oh, what a goal! He just took it on to his right foot. First time the ball bounced in front of him. Derry City 1, Sligo Rovers 2, Eddie.
It was a great move from Sligo, and it was a great ball in. But I thought if Rhys McCabe had made contact with the ball in the first place, I think the referee, I think the linesman was going to...
And with that, Sligo raise their hands into the air. It's finished at the Branlywell. Derry City 1, Sligo Rovers 2.
Kenny, do you feel that the better team won tonight?
Yeah, definitely. I agree with that.
Of course, where do you think it went all wrong for you tonight?
I think we didn't show any enterprise at all when we were 1-0 up. Instead of going for a second goal, we try to keep what we had, and we're not good at that. And that was borne out. We just are not good enough to do that.
No, it takes a little bit of momentum out of that third spot, Kenny.
Yeah, it does. It does. You lose momentum quite quickly.
Of course, how do you get the players up now for Monday night?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I've got to get myself up first. And it's really, really disappointing the way we let them come back into the game. We've got a good team, we've got good players, so we should be doing better. And it's not good enough.
Roy, I don't know, it's Derry take a lead now, but there just doesn't seem much life about the team.
Nah, I thought we scored on the break, like, one shot, one goal. They had the better of the whole game, like, we had bits and spells, like, but just not good enough in it.
And then, you know, City last week, you know, hopefully that would have been the kickstart of the season, but you said it after Munsky, you said it after Pats, and here we are again.
It's back to score one again, I mean, winning a game and then losing a game, and back to score one, back to the drawing board, but at least we've got a quick game on Monday to turn it around again.
I suppose that's what you had to look for, you know, because it's like, arguably that's a bigger game on Monday.
Oh yeah, that's it. No, I mean semi-final, chance to get in the final and all, but we need to get the points on the board to get the top four for top three for Europe, like, so disappointing not to do that, so we just can't keep losing games like that.